I'm joined now on the phone by Cliff Gallant. Cliff graduated from South Portland High School. He's originally from South Portland and now lives and works in Manhattan. Cliff, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Thanks for joining us. I understand that you work or worked in the World Trade Center. Can you tell us about that today?
Yeah, I work on the I work as an equity analyst for Keith Briett and Woods, and we are on the 89th floor of Two World Trade. And I had a window office which faced the other building. We were in the building which was hit second.
Did you see anything happening in the first building or hear anything?
I was at my desk. I was writing something, and my back was to the window. And then I saw a flash, and I thought the building got struck by lightning, because that used to happen a lot. But then I turned, and I saw the huge flume of fire and smoke rising from the other building. And then, you know, it was a fire drill, and you know, went straight to the center and got into the stairwell and began to walk down. About halfway down, around 54th floor, we stopped, and an announcement came on that the first building was on fire and that the second building that we were in was secure, and at that point it was, and so we weren't moving. But then apparently the second plane hit, and the plane, the whole building began to shake, and we saw a big crack run right down the wall in the stairwell, and you know, obviously at that point we started to move again pretty quickly.
I can imagine it was pretty chaotic in that stairwell at that time.
It was chaotic, but I think people were polite. You know, people were moving very briskly. But you know, at the same time, there were people who, you know, when people were crying and you know, people were, you know, trying to be comforting and you know, telling them that things like, you know, we could feel the building swaying a lot, and you know, we'd say that, you know, when there's really bad weather and the storm, you know, the buildings often sway. So, and you know, the fact that there's a crack is sort of a good thing. It means the building is withstanding the swaying. And so I didn't see anything, you know, that was, you know, I think people were generally pretty good.
How long did it take you to get outside?
It actually wasn't that bad. I mean, it was you know, maybe 15 minutes of going down the stairs, and you know, and then what was a little frightening is by the time we got to the bottom, at that point, I think the authorities were aware of the situation we were in, and instead of telling us to be calm and walk, they told us to run, and they knocked out windows for us to run through, and that was, you know, it was pretty frightening.
It sounds like you're safe and well at home now.
Yes, I did. I managed to walk back home, and back with home with my wife.
All right, and were you able to get through to your family in Maine, let them know that you're okay?
Yes, yeah, and much relief on that side, I think.
All right. Cliff, I really appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Cliff Gallant from South Portland joined us from his home in the Upper East Side of Manhattan. This is Jenna Lane talking to you from 870 AM and 106.7 FM.